I never thought I'd be in the situation I am now, coming from where I came. So, you know, I look forward to it, and I'm a happy man.
So I remember back in 2010 when this team drafted you, we sat down kind of like this, and I remember how emotional you were then to finally arrive at the NFL. Compare that to last week with all the things that happened, the contract and the news about your mom. Yeah. I mean, just how far you've come.
It's kind of more emotional.
Yeah.
To say my mom get a chance to come see me play, and also to know I'm gonna be in Denver for 5 more years and possibly in my career here. And, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I look forward to what's going to happen in the next couple of years, also this year. But, you know, I'm proud and I'm happy. I'm kind of, you know, short for words, but I'm very excited.
What stands out about this journey to you right now, DT, the last 5 years? What stands out, the things you've gone through?
You know, just being blessed to, you know, to say I'm still healthy and still playing, and putting up numbers when, you know, I had doubters here and there saying, was it going to be, shouldn't have got drafted here, but it's big to say I'm still playing and got another chance to go out and, you know, keep doing better and getting better.
Play fakes, Manning to the end zone, DT wide open, touchdown Denver!
Whether it's November 10th or hopefully it's earlier when your mom's able to come see you play, do you think, just having that in mind, you may approach this season kind of differently? Not that you didn't have purpose before. As a pro, you have that purpose. But will it be different this year?
Yeah, it will be different because it'll be her first game to ever see me play football, yeah. You know, in person, live. So, you know, I have it on my mind all the time. I'm sure she'll try to make every game. So, you know, it'll be tough. But, you know, I think I ain't saying I never had an edge on my shoulder, but it'll be a different edge because I know my mom is able to watch me from the stands.
Takes a snap, looks, floats one for Demaryius Thomas in the end zone. DT with a spectacular catch. Touchdown, Denver.
You've played hard. You've played hurt. How hard was it for you to not be in this building all offseason? I know you wanted to get that contract done, but you don't like missing time, missing reps, missing prep. How hard was that for you?
You know, it was tough, going, not making Peyton thing in Duke. And it was tough from being that, not going there. And especially, you know, guys coming back and, you know, I'm getting FaceTime calls with everybody in the locker room. I want to be here with him and everything. You know, it was tough, but I'm glad it's over with now. You know, I can be back with him. You know, I look forward to getting back to work because, you know, I missed some times and missed some times with, you know, a lot of my friends and teammates. So I look forward to it.
Coach Kubiak did say during the offseason that there will be a plan to integrate you back in onto the field, into this offense. What do you anticipate maybe those first few days will be like, and how can you prepare for that the next week and a half, 2 weeks?
I think my main thing in the next couple of weeks before everything starts is trying to learn the playbook a little more. You know, it's different when you're not on the field. You know, I'll be asking in town, so I'll maybe get to see a couple guys to ask some questions and see. But, you know, my main thing the first couple of days, you know, I'm going to be itching to get on the field, but they're going to try to hold me back because I know I'm not in football shape. So, you know, I'm going to take my time and get ready for, you know, make sure I'm ready for game one.
Who do you think is going to be more excited that first day to have you back out there, you or Tyke?
Probably Tyke. I done heard from Tyke probably 4 times since I signed. And we talked a couple times over in the offseason, but, you know, I'll be excited as much as he will, you know, just to get back out there to go to work with my team and, you know, get the new offense down and also compete against the guys on defense.
Finally, I know you've had some interaction with Coach Kubiak. Have you had a chance to really kind of talk to him about the goals this team has heading into 2015, this team's mission and the role you're going to play in that?
Actually, having sat down and, you know, been able to talk about that is we've basically been checking up on each other, seeing how everything's been going, and just wishing me good luck on the deal and can't wait till I get in. You know, he's telling me, you know, everything's going to be fine with the offense, and I know he liked to win and I like to win, so, you know, hopefully, you know, we can do that together and, you know, put ourselves back in a good situation and try to win the Super Bowl.